This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's World Report for the week beginning the 2nd of January 2017. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's Christmas week again. This time it's the turn of the Julian calendar users in the Orthodox churches in Russia, Moldova, Belarus, and Ukraine, and the Coptic Church in Egypt and Ethiopia. But for all the other Christian countries, it's back to the grindstone after a holiday break. Either this week or next, the British Supreme Court will deliver its judgment on whether or not the government needs parliamentary approval before triggering Brexit negotiations. And in Paris, the son of the president of Equatorial Guinea, Théodorin Obiang, goes on trial on Monday accused of plundering his country's treasury to fund his lavish lifestyle. On Tuesday, it's the second phase of the trial in Charleston, South Carolina, of white supremacist Dylan Roof. The jury will decide whether or not to impose the death penalty after Roof was found guilty of murdering parishioners in a Charleston church. A major trial also starts in South Korea on Tuesday. President Park Geun-hye is before the country's constitutional court on impeachment charges. Meanwhile, Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday starts a 10-day tour of Central America, which has upset the Beijing authorities. In China, the six-week-long Harbin Ice Festival starts on Wednesday. Visitors flock to see ice sculptures such as a frozen Empire State Building and Eiffel Tower. And finally, there are two big birthdays next week. The first is Elvis. If he were alive, the king would be 83 next Sunday. His big day is shared with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, aged 33. And that was next week's news today from LookAhead.com, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead News World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with the expanded world analysis from LookAhead.com for the week beginning the 2nd of January 2017. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Christmas is over. No, it's not. It's just starting in Russia and the other countries dominated by the Orthodox and Coptic churches. The big day for them is Saturday, the 7th of January. That's because they still use the Julian calendar, which is 13 days behind the Gregorian calendar used by everyone else. Russian President Vladimir Putin is keen to exploit the disparity in order to accentuate differences between Russia and the West. The British Supreme Court will not announce until the last minute the date of its Brexit judgment, but has indicated it will be this coming week or the next. If the judgment goes against the government as expected, it will not stop Brexit. But it will slow it down. The court case has already forced Prime Minister Theresa May to rethink tactics. Théodorin Obiang, Vice President of Equatorial Guinea and son of President Obiang Nguema Mbasogo, enjoys the high life with purchases of luxury yachts, jets, even the famous bejeweled glove of Michael Jackson. According to French authorities, the money comes from his plundering of his country's treasury. On Tuesday, he goes on trial in a Paris court. But Obiang will not be there. However, if he's found guilty in absentia, he will certainly have a crimp put in his travel plans. The following day, hearings start in Charleston, South Carolina, into the ultimate fate of white supremacist Dylan Roof. The jury will be asked to decide if Roof should be sentenced to death for the murder of 9 African-American churchgoers. Roof has been found guilty of murder, 33 charges of federal hate crime and firearms violations. He refuses to plead insanity to avoid the death penalty. On the same day, South Korean President Park Geun-hye appears before her country's constitutional court on impeachment charges. President Park is accused of helping her friend pressure big businesses into making financial contributions to non-profit foundations run by her. The court has 6 months to make its decision. Should she be removed from office, the new president has to be elected within 60 days. Beijing is upset with Washington over Taiwan again. This time it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Beijing is upset that the Obama administration is allowing the plane of Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen to transit through the United States on its way to Central America. President Tsai will be making visits to Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and El Salvador. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.